Chapter 8. There were other floggings, but darn few. Hendrick was the only man in our regiment to be flogged by sentence of court-martial. The others were administrative punishment, like mine, and for lashes it was necessary to go all the way up to the regimental commander, which a subordinate commander finds distasteful, to put it faintly. Even then, Major Malloy was much more likely to kick the man out, undesirable discharge, than to have the whipping post erected. In a way, an administrative flogging is the mildest sort of a compliment. It means that your superiors think that there is a faint possibility that you just might have the character, eventually, to make a soldier and a citizen, unlikely as it seems at the moment. I was the only one to get the maximum administrative punishment. None of the others got more than 3 lashes. Nobody else came as close as I did to putting on civilian clothes, but still squeaked by. This is a social distinction of sorts. I don't recommend it. But we had another case, much worse than mine or Ted Hendricks's, a really sick-making one. Once they erected gallows. Now look, get this straight. This case didn't really have anything to do with the Army. The crime didn't take place at Camp Curry, and the placement officer who accepted this boy for MI should turn in his suit. He deserted only 2 days after we arrived at Curry. Ridiculous, of course, but nothing about the case made sense. Why didn't he resign? Desertion, naturally, is one of the 31 crash landings, but the Army doesn't invoke the death penalty for it unless there are special circumstances, such as in the face of the enemy, or something else that turns it from a highly informal way of resigning into something that can't be ignored. The Army makes no effort to find deserters and bring them back. This makes the hardest kind of sense. We're all volunteers. We're MI because we want to be. We're proud to be MI, and the MI is proud of us. If a man doesn't feel that way about it, from his calloused feet to his hairy ears, I don't want him on my flank when trouble starts. If I buy a piece of it, I want men around me who will pick me up because they're MI, and I'm MI, and my skin means as much to them as their own. I don't want any ersatz soldiers dragging their tails and ducking out when the party gets rough. It's a whole lot safer to have a blank file on your flank than to have an alleged soldier who is nursing the conscript syndrome. So if they run, let them run. It's a waste of time and money to fetch them back.